I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Data released on Wednesday suggested Iowa might be turning a corner in the fight against COVID-19. New York Times reporting the state has seen a 25% decrease in cases over the last 2 weeks, with a new daily average of about 1,100 cases per day. Infections reached the highest level of the year last week, with an average of about 1,800 new cases per day. The Iowa Capital Dispatch reports Iowa had one of the highest per capita rates in the U.S. Hospitalizations, though, were up 11% over the last 2 weeks statewide, according to the Times. State information showed 624 Iowans currently in the hospital, including 157 in the ICU. 13 children are currently hospitalized with the novel coronavirus. That is down from a week earlier. Nebraskans who need certain types of surgeries will need to wait longer under a public health measure that will continue through October. The extension is to help short-staffed hospitals cope with existing patients. The order applies to inpatient elective procedures that can wait 4 weeks or longer without substantially changing a patient's outcome. Lawmakers in Nebraska approved new redistricting maps. The unicameral gave final approval this morning to 6 maps redrawn based on the 2020 census. Governor Pete Ricketts then gave his approval by signing the legislative bills into law. And South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem cutting ties with political advisor Corey Lewandowski. After the longtime confidant to former President Donald Trump was publicly accused of sexually assaulting a GOP donor, Lewandowski had been key to the governor's political rise over the last year. He was removed on Wednesday from his role running a Trump-supporting super PAC. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer. Listen for our next newscast in 26 minutes.